I am Phil Nee with sports as we recap over the weekend in high school action. First of all, the Riverdale Invitational Cross Country Meet was dominated by the Richland Center Ithaca boys team, scoring a 34. Brookwood with 92 was the second place team, followed by Boscobel with 100, Reedsburg area with 110, and Kickapoo Lafarge with 176. Leading the way for RCI, Owen Dreyer, their freshman runner, with a time of 16:03. Clayton Lee was second in the meet with a 16:29. Ryan Stadler was fourth with a time of 16:38. Robert Budden was 11th with a time of 17. And also Kiernan Culver with a time of 17:32 was 16th in the race. Also Sam Jones with an 18:01 and Brayson Garcia Bolin with an 18:12 rounded out the seven for RCI that scored for the varsity team. Boscobel's Bodie Bright was 9th overall, and their fastest runner. Kipton Brown was 12th. Also, Carter Molzoff, 21st, and Tyler Miller, 27th, among the top four. For Kickapoo Lafarge, finishing 5th, Landon Turgeson was 10th at the meet with a time of 17. Theo Parr, 34. Also, Arlen Walter, 37. And Brecken Miller, 43rd. Jeff Olson, 52nd for Kickapoo Lafarge. Other area boys teams at the Riverdale Cross Country Invite. River Valley finished 4th. 14th. Their fastest runner was Nathan Hamilton with a time of 18:23. He was 36th. Carl Fair was 70th. Bennett Woodhouse, 76th. And Alec Wagner, 83rd. For Riverdale, they finished 18th as a team. Wyatt Schramm, their fastest runner, with a 75th place finish. Clark Jolson, Kalen Williamson, Dylan Topper, and Hunter Rowan also competed for the Riverdale team at their own Invitational on Saturday. Turning to the girls' results at the Riverdale Elementary, Westby was the top team, scoring a 50. Lancaster second with 53, Viroqua third, 148, River Ridge fourth, 155, and Brookwood fifth with 170. Top overall runner, Lancaster's Maddie Driscoll with a time of 17:59. River Valley finished 6th as a team. The RV girls led by Molly Maas with a time of 20:10. She was 7th overall. Brielle Grant was 29th. Aubrey Anlicker was 30th. Leona Chrome was 53rd. Heidi Heglin, 60th. Reagan Sackett and Kylie Kaloy also ran for River Valley. Riverdale's team finished 7th. Mallory Meese was 15th. She had a time of 20:44. Melanie Williamson was 16th with a time of 20:49. Olivia Meese, 49th in the meet. Kaylee Carter, 64th. And Millie Schneider, 65th. Megan Krell also scored for the Riverdale varsity. Kickapoo Lafarge was 10th as a girls' team. Katie Rando, their fastest runner, 21st overall. Colby Andelsick was 25th. Kendall Andelsick was 31st. Chloe Walter was 76th. Richland Center Ithaca's team finished 11th. Pearl Fretz, 11th overall in the meet with a time of 20:29. Adeline Lawless was 24th. Rachel Waterfall, 57th. Lacey Allball was 80th. Ava Martin, 82nd. And Elizabeth Wurtzema was 83rd. For Boscobel, finishing 12th as a team, their fastest runner, Maddie Kinnett, 44th. Nakia Stitzer was 48th. Aubrey Seep was 54th. Hannah Dilley, 55th. Kira Kinney, 74th. And Peyton Reynolds finished in the 105th place spot at the Riverdale Invitational. Lots of runners and lots of good times at the course at Riverdale on Saturday. High school boys soccer over the weekend. On Saturday, River Valley was a 7-0 winner against Cooley Christian Providence Academy. Wisconsin Dells Invitational volleyball action. Cuba City was a 2-1 winner over Wisconsin Dells. The Dells won 2-1 over Amherst and lost to West Salem 2-1 before bowing to Badger by a score of 2-1. Speaking of volleyball, a former Richland Center High School volleyball player has now gone into her college Hall of Fame. Jackie Ray Strook, a Richland Center High School graduate, was recently inducted into the UW-Oshkosh Athletics Hall of Fame class of 2025. A two-time All-America selection and the 2009 WEAC Player of the Year, Strook stamped her legacy into the storied history of the UW-Oshkosh women's volleyball program. Strook played middle block soccer for UW Oshkosh from 2006 through 2009 and helped the Titans register an astonishing 143-18 record, including a 28-4 mark against WIAC opponents. UW Oshkosh compiled a 32-6 record during each of the 2006 and 7 seasons and marks of 40-3 in 2008 and 39-3 in 2009. Strick was a member of UW Oshkosh teams that shared the WIAC championship with Eau Claire in both 2006 and 2008 and captured the outright league title in 2009. The Titans also won the WIAC tournament championship in 2008. UW Oshkosh made trips to the NCAA Division III championship each season of Strick's career. Jackie Ray Strick currently holds a human resource position with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services since 2017 and lives in Arena with her husband Justin, son Jackson, and daughter Jade. Over the weekend, the WIAA released its 8-player brackets for the upcoming playoffs that get underway Saturday. And the games include number 7 seed Highland at number 2 seed North Crawford, 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and number 5 seed DeSoto plays at number 4 seed Belmont. 11-player football gets down to its 9th week of the regular season, and the playoff brackets will be revealed during a statewide reveal TV show on Saturday. JV football tonight, it's Broadhead playing at Richland Center, River Valley at New Glarus, Riverdale at Blackhawk. The Ithaca JV game with Brookwood has been called off. And also in sports, coming up for tonight, it's varsity volleyball at Weston High School. Weston hosts Seneca. It will be Pink Out Night, and a fundraiser for Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination will be hosted. Also, an alumni plaque will be placed in the halls of Weston schools, and that dedication starts at 7 o'clock tonight. Seneca at Weston Ridge and Valley Volleyball coming up this evening. An exciting Saturday night, as heard on WRCE.
They're an out away from the championship series. Uribe deals to Carson Kelly, swinging a bouncer to short. Ortiz has it, and the Brewers are going to the championship series. They take 3 of 5 from the Chicago Cubs, and the Brewers have a date with the Dodgers.
Brewers take on the Dodgers in the National League Championship Series starting tonight. That highlight from the Brewer Radio Network. You can hear the game tonight, beginning with a pregame time at 6:30. Jose Quintana is expected to start the game for manager Pat Murphy. Milwaukee beat the Cubs 3-1 on Saturday night to advance. Solo home runs by William Contreras, Andrew Vaughn, and Bryce Terang provided all the offense. Rookie Jacob Mizorowski earned the victory with 4 solid innings of relief. The Brewers with the win snapped a streak of 6 straight postseason series losses. Last night in the pros, it was a win for Seattle over Toronto 3-1. They'll play again this evening in game number 2 of the series. Veteran running back Josh Jacobs was sick, but he scored 2 touchdowns in the Packers' 27-18 victory over Cincinnati. The Bengals have lost 4 in a row. Replacement kicker Lucas Haversick booted a pair of field goals, and Jordan Love connected with Tucker Kraft on a 19-yard scoring pass. Green Bay was dominant, but Cincinnati cut the margin to 24-18 with 4 minutes left. The Packers are on the road next as they take on the Arizona Cardinals. In other NFL action, Denver 13, the Jets 11, Carolina 30-27 over Dallas, Indianapolis 31, Arizona 27, Chargers 29, Miami 27, the Rams beat Baltimore 17-3. New England 25, New Orleans 19, Pittsburgh 23, Cleveland 9, Seattle 20-12 over Jacksonville, Las Vegas 20, Tennessee 10, it was Tampa Bay 30 and San Francisco 19, and last night Kansas City got the win against the Lions 30-17. There are 2 NFL Monday night games tonight, Buffalo at Atlanta and Chicago at Washington. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.